Welcome, everyone, to another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim along with you here out of Valentine, Nebraska. Glad to be your host today, brought to you in part by the Tri-State Livestock News. It is what ranchers read. Tri-State Livestock News is your trusted source for all things agriculture. Every detail of their publication is released on Saturdays. It's tailored to the cattleman. From connecting buyers and sellers around the clock to providing the latest news and updates in the industry, Tri-State Livestock News is what ranchers read. We're dedicated to making your ranching life simpler and more prosperous. Visit them at tsln.com to find out more. Tri-State Livestock News, it is what ranchers read.
Indeed, that is right. Mike, I have something. This is sad, but there's some humorous side to it too. I'm going to be sharing some points reviewed for the year ending in 2019 as everyone went into the new year 2020. And of course, that was during COVID. So I'll be sharing some of that. What do you have on the docket?
Maybe I'll share something from Jim Whiting today.
Oh, very good. We'll lighten it right up with his. These have some humor to them. 12 things to consider as we get closer to closing the door on one of the most horrible years of our lifetime. That's, of course, 2019. The dumbest thing I ever bought was a 2020 planner. Whoo! I was so bored, I called Jake from State Farm just to talk to someone. He asked me what I was wearing.
Oh, no.
2019, stay away from negative people. 2020, totally flipped. Stay away from positive people.
Oh, really?
Well, you know.
Well, positive.
They test
COVID.
Positive.
All
yeah.
right. I got it.
Oh, the world has turned upside down. Old folks are sneaking out of the house and their kids are yelling at them to stay indoors.
Us old people, we don't mind very well.
No. And number five, this morning I saw a neighbor talking to her dog. It was obvious she thought her dog understood her. I came into my house and told my cat. We laughed a lot. Every few days, try your jeans on just to make sure they fit. Pajamas will have you believe all is well in the kingdom.
Maybe not.
That's right. Does anyone know if we can take showers yet, or should we just keep washing our hands?
Oh.
This virus has done what no woman has been able to do. Cancel sports, shut down all bars, and keep men at home.
Well, that's true.
Yeah. I never thought the comment, I wouldn't touch him or her with a 10-foot pole, would become a national policy. Here we are.
A lot of 6-foot poles that were sold back then.
Yep, that's right. I need to practice social distancing from the refrigerator. That happened to a lot. And I hope the weather is good tomorrow for my trip to the backyard. I'm getting tired of the living room. And one more, never in a million years could I have imagined I would go up to a bank teller wearing a mask and ask for money.
And get it.
And get
yeah,
it.
Yeah, walk
that's
out
right.
with a bag full of money.
Yeah, that's one of the funniest things I think I saw was the first time you noticed somebody going in with a mask and they came out with money. Very true. Those are sad but funny. And again, they were for the end of 2019, looking at the new year 2020 during the COVID epidemic.
I'm not going to have time to share the Jim Whiting story because it gets a little in-depth. It's a little comment on the political situation in our country. So you'll stay tuned for that on another day.
I'll be looking forward to that. Nothing looks good on me anymore. Well, to customer modeling an outfit in front of the department store's mirror as we look at the lighter side. Nonsense, ma'am, soothed the sales clerk. That dress says it all. That's the problem, the woman replied. I need a dress that keeps its mouth shut.
Okay.
Here's some seafood for thought. A man went into a seafood restaurant and asked for a lobster tail. The waitress smiled sweetly and said, once upon a time, there was this handsome lobster.
Oh, she's got a sense of humor, doesn't she?
Very good, very good. And before we wrap it up, restaurant patron says, waiter, I'd like a bottle of wine. Waiter, what year, sir? The patron says, well, I'd like it right now.
How about a George Carlin? We'll wrap things up today. The very existence of flamethrowers proves that sometime, somewhere, someone said to themselves, you know, I want to set those people over there on fire, but I'm just not close enough to get the job done.
Oh, my. Want to take a minute out to say thank you so much to Lemon, South Dakota, KBJM 1400 AM, and Wheatland, Wyoming, KYCN 1340 AM, Kickin' Country, all stations that carry the good stuff.